Begin the current daf, Masechta Avodah daf Mem Ches. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, the similar theme as the previous two Mishnahs regarding three different categories in an Avodah Zar. And the Mishnah explains, Shalosh Asherah Sein, there are three types of Asherah, Avodah Zar trees, that apply to the halachas of Avodah Zar. First one, the most severe, is Ilan Shenatu Mitchila L'Shem Avodah Zkechavim, a tree that was planted initially for the purposes of idol worship. So that tree is forbidden to have any benefit from it like Avodah Zarah, until the non-Jew goes and is mevatel and nullifies that Avodah Zarah. Second category, Gidai Upislai. If a non-Jew or a Jew goes and chops off, carves out, prunes out branches from this tree, L'Shem Avodah Zkechavim, for the utility of the new growths coming out to be used for idol worship, in other words, to worship the new growths, but this tree was already planted for regular purposes beforehand, and then the hechlef, and then those new branches regrow. Now, if a Jew is coming to benefit from that tree, he has to first be neitel masha hechlef, he first has to take off the new growths, and burn those new growths like an Asherah tree, and then the primary part of the tree is going to be permitted because that was never planted or worshipped as Avodah Zarah. The lowest category, let's say it was never worshipped or planted with Avodah Zarah, but they had placed an idol beneath that tree and then took it away, so then that tree is permitted. So the Gemara qualifies the middle of the three halachas, Amri Debei Rabbanan, they said in the Shiva Rabbanan, that this middle halacha regarding when they broke off branches of the tree, they pruned it so that the new growths should grow for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. So then we said if you take off those new growths, then the whole tree is permitted. V'hu shehivrich. This halacha is talking about where they did what's called layering. When you take one of the branches and you stick it into the ground, and out comes like a new tree, which is just an extension of the earlier tree. Or v'hirkiv, where they grafted, which is that they would make a hole in the tree, and they take from the soft branches from another tree and stick it into the hole of that tree, which then goes ahead and creates a new addition to that earlier tree, which they took it from. So that's called grafting one tree, one branch into another tree. So says the Yeshiva Rebbe Yanai, this halacha was that only if they layered or grafted begufa shel ilan in the tree itself. In other words, that what are we talking about, that there's this hichlef, that whatever regrew after they pruned out, the new growths have to be broken off and then you could use the rest of the tree. We're talking about that those chilupin, those new growths, were what's called brecha or harkava, where there was grafting or layering with it, where those new additions were added to the tree for the purposes of a being Avodah Zarah. But if not, if let's say they didn't do grafting or layering, they just broke off branches and then new growth came, then even the new growths are not going to be forbidden. That's the halacha they said in the Shavir B'Yanai. Which means to say it has to be a significant new addition that was created, not just something that regrowth. It has to be something that was made a new thing. Like putting the branch into the ground that comes out like a new tree, or adding a branch that was adding on to the tree. On that is the Gemara, Bavanan Gidoyu Pislitnam. But in our Mishnah we said that even a small little action that's just significant and recognizable that's being done Avodah Zarah, like just pruning a branch, that is also going to be Asa. So you see, it doesn't have to be Brecha or Harkava. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, Ki Itmar Rabbi Yanai, rather, when was this halacha of said in the Shiva Rabbi Yanai? There's in Bittel Itmar. It was talking regarding the laws of nullification. In other words, not like we had assumed regarding the initial prohibition to say that, oh, if they didn't do grafting with the tree itself, then the new growths don't have to be nullified. No. His halacha wasn't talking about the initial isser. It was talking about the nullification. And that is when a Yisrael is coming to nullify, that it's going to be enough even though an action was done with the tree itself. As the Gemara explains, his halacha was the afagav de hivrich vehirkiv begufish alilon, that even if it was actually a big action, that they went and they layered or grafted into the tree itself, not just new branches regrew. There was something done to the tree itself. Still, that's what the laws of the Mishnah he's qualifying. He's saying that even then, even if you just take off those new additions, it's going to be okay. What's that chiddush? The ma'udetem, because what would you say? Kiven the hivrich v'hikav begufish alilon. Since if you layered or grafted into the tree itself, ki ilon shenatu mitchila dami. It's like a tree that was initially planted, where velitzakul, and therefore the whole tree should be forbidden, because it's not just new branches. It's you made a whole new element to the tree itself by grafting or layering. So you would say that the whole tree becomes forbidden. Kamashmal, and that's the chiddush of the halacha of Rabbi Yannai, that even so, no, if you take off what you had grafted or layered, that would make the whole tree permitted, and only if you take off the additions, that would make it, that if you take off that, only those things would be forbidden, the rest would be permitted. Relating back to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following teaching. Amar Shmuel says, Mishtachav le'ilam, if someone bows down to a tree, Tosfos say asur, whatever now is added on, any new additions to the tree, whatever comes and grows onto the tree, is going to be forbidden, because now that he bowed down to it, made of avodah zarah. So what was initially into the tree, the initial tree, that was never planted of avodah zarah, that's permitted. But the new growths, that's going to be forbidden. That must have Rebbe Lazar asked from the laws of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, as we just quoted, Gidoy upisle lavoitzke chavim vehechlef, the middle of the three halachas, if branches were pruned or broken off for the purposes that the new growths are going to be avodah zarah, and then the new growths come, so you take off what the new growths are, and that's going to be, because those new growths are going to be aser, but the ikar of the tree is still going to be mutter. And that asks Rebbe Lazar, but gidoy upisle in, you see, it's only if an action was done to the tree, where you broke off, you pruned, and then new growths come, then the new growths are going to be aser. But if a person didn't break off and make an action in the tree itself, and they only just worshipped it, that sounds like then the new additions would not be forbidden. The new growth would not be, not like Shmuel. So, Amalach HaShmuel, and this is the Gemara that's answering, that Shmuel would be able to answer you and tell you, no, Hamani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbanani. It's Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yisrael Behud, and they say, as we quoted this Machlokes in the previous daf, that regarding a tree that was planted regular, and only later on did they serve it, that tree is going to be permitted. So therefore, if you prune and you break off parts and you do something to the tree itself, that's like planting it initially for that purpose. And therefore, when you break off the branches, so then it's going to make it, because when one prunes, it makes it grow even better. So it's doing something like in the growth of the tree, like it's like a new planting. So that's why it's going to be forbidden. But if there was no gidoy, like our Mishnah says, if you didn't prune it, then just serving it, yeah, that's not going to make it awesome. But a Shmuel, the Amak Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel is saying his halacha like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The Amak, he says, Ilan Shenotu L'Besayif Avdoi Aser, that even the tree that was planted for regular purposes, and only later on was it served, it's going to be Aser. That's what Shmuel is going like. Yeah, it becomes Aser, and therefore all the new growths are going to be Aser like Avodah Zarah. But the halacha of a Mishnah, you're right, it's like the Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, if it wasn't planted for that, which only Gidui makes it like some type of a planting, then it's going to be awesome. But if it wasn't planted, only later on served, that doesn't make it awesome. Now, on that Maskevela Ravashi, Ravashi asks, what was pushing you to answer and resolve the halacha of Shmuel and say that it's like, entirely it's contingent in Machlegis Tanoim, that he's not like our Mishnah, which is Rabbanan, and rather he's like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? He says, Mimayd Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Rabbanan B'teisevis Pligi, from where do you know that their home Machlegis is? Regarding the new growths, the additions that you're saying, according to Rabban, that's going to be permitted, and therefore Shmuel has to be telling the Machlokes Tanoim, and therefore he has to be not like Rabbanan, rather like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who says the additions are going to be aser. Dilma Tosefis L'divrei HaKol aser, maybe regarding the additions, the new growths, according to everyone, even according to Rabbanan, it's going to be aser when he bows down to it, and therefore Shmuel's like everybody, which that was his halacha, when you bow down to it, the new growths are going to be aser. And maybe it would be Ikari Pligi, maybe the Machlekes Rabban Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is regarding the primary, the root of the tree itself. And that is as follows. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Savar Ikari Nami Aser. He holds that even the tree itself, not just through new growths, become forbidden. Even when it wasn't planted initially to be Nabai Dazar. But once you bow down, the tree becomes Aser. Dechsev, because like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says Vashireyim Tisrefun Be'esh. There are Asherah, there are Avodah Zarah trees you have to burn in the fire. Now, the word Asherayim is in the plural, which sounds like two types of Asherah trees. One would be telling you if it was initially planted to be an Avodah Zarah, and the plural is coming to tell you even if it was just planted regular and only later on was it served. And therefore, you see that the whole thing has to be burnt up because even the Iker tree is going to be Aser. For Rabbanan Savri Iker Elon, whereas the Rabban hold that no. The primary tree, when it wasn't planted to be an Asherah Avodah Zarah tree, Shari, that's going to be permitted. Like it says the pasuk in Devarim, it says a different wording over here. It says Vashereim Tigadeyun, that there are trees that should be chopped down, which sounds like there is an Asherah tree, that the trunk of the tree itself is not forbidden. Only the branches are forbidden, because the primary tree itself could remain in the ground. On that, the explanation is Ezehu Ilan. So what type of a tree? Shekidui Aser, that only the branches that are chopped off are forbidden. Vikari Shari, but the primary tree is permitted. Hava'aymed, so I would tell you, Ilan Shanat, L'Besef Avdi, the Rabbanim would tell you that it's a tree that was planted regular, for non-Avodah purposes, and only later on was it served. Now, and if you're going to say, well, what do they do with the other pasuk that Rabbi Yisrael Behuda is bringing? Vashareim tishtifun, that you have to burn up the whole entire tree, which sounds like the whole tree, and on that Rabban would tell you, that was only if it planted initially for the purposes of being in the Asherah tree, not if it was served later on. And although it says it in the plural, Ashereihem, which that's what we explained for Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, that refers to both Natim Mitchilikach or Natul B'Saif Avdai, that the Rabban would tell you that that's going on all the Asherah trees in your land, which were planted initially to be Avodah Zarah. That's what the plural is. But it's not talking about two different types. One type, but all those types around Eretz Yisrael. So how do you know to say Shmuel is talking machlekes tanoim? Maybe everyone agrees to his halacha, and the Tosefos is aser. Their halachah is only regarding the ikur. When you bow down to it, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda would say that even the ikur is aser, and Rabban would say that it's mutter. But the Tosefos, maybe everyone agrees to Shmuel. Now, v'chitem, and if you're going to say, wait a second, how could you say this approach? Hadulay mitartzinan, by this that we don't give this answer when we discussed this machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Behuda and Rabbanan on previously daf mem hayim abeis hachi like this, because we had actually explained over there that according to Rabbi Yisi, this that he learns that an ilan that was planted regularly and later on served, how do we know that according to his opinion that it's going to be aser from the pasuk of Ashereim tigadeyun, from the other pasuk? Now, obviously, we see that he agrees that the trunk, the tree itself, is going to be permitted. And because that pasuk tigadeyun is not saying tishrifun, that you burn up the whole thing. It's only the branches that are cut off are going to be aser. So obviously, he holds that the addition is, that's where the machlekes is between him and the Rabbanan. Regarding that addition, he's saying that you learn that from that pasuk, even by Natul L'B'Saif Avdai. And according to Rabbanan, no, they don't learn like that. They say even Natul L'B'Saif Avdai, even the Tosef is going to be mutter. So on that, Rav Ashi is asking on himself, how could I ask and say that Shmuel could be like everybody and not say it's a machlekes tanoim? But seemingly when we discussed this to Gemara then, we were learning in Rabbi Yisi from the pasuk of Tigadeyun, which sounds like that no, and this that he's saying that it's mutter, this that he's saying that it's aser, is only going to be the Tosefos, not the Iker. And that says, Rav Ashi, Epoch Rabbanon, Rabbi Yisi Yehuda, I would tell you no, switch it around. Our explanation that we gave over there, say, switch Rabbanan with Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, L'Rabbanan. In other words, because we didn't learn explicitly in Rabbi Yisrael's opinion that he learns the root of his halacha of Natul B'Saif Avdi being Aser from the Pasuk of Ashereim Tigadeyun. This that we had said Rabbi Yisrael knows his halacha, actually when it's quoted, when he quotes his opinion in the Tanoic opinions, it says Ashereim Tishrifun Be'esh. That's where he learns it from. Now, in the Gemara's discussion, we had a difficulty. We said, but wait a second, but he needs the pasuk of Ashreim Tisrifun Be'esh. How could he learn out the halacha of Natul B'Saif Avdi from there? But he needs it to tell you the more basic halacha of Natul Mitchilikach when there was a plant over that. So now we had answered and we had said, oh, you're right. So Natul Mitchilikach he knows from Ashreim Tisrifun. But Natul B'Saif Avdi, when it was only served later on, that he knows from the other pasuk of Ashreim Tigadeyim. And that says Rav Ashi, therefore, I could tell you, no, switch around the answer we had given on Daf Mem Hei that we had answered for Rabbi Yisi and say that actually, no. Rabbi Yisi knows both halachas, when it was initially planted for that or only served later on, from the pasuk of Ashreim Tisrifun Be'esh. Because as we said just before, the word Ashreim is plural, and he learns that would be referring to both types of trees, even not L'Besef Avdi. Now, Rabbanan, on the other hand, they would learn out that it's actually permitted, meaning the tree itself, but not the branches that regrow, because that they would agree to Shmuel, and that's what part of Ashi's question, that the Tosefos is Aser, when it was bowed down to, but the tree itself is permitted from Ashreim Tigadeyun. In contrast, Rabbi Yisi would tell you that pasuk Ashreim Tigadeyun is coming to tell you a different halacha, not because you're ever going to have a tree that only the branches are Aser, but the tree is permitted, because he holds even not Lusayvav, even the tree is Aser. That's teaching a different halacha, like we explained in Daf Mem Hei, regarding when they would conquer Eretz Yisrael, first they have to cut off the branches of Avodah Zarah, then conquer, and then burn up the whole thing. Whereas Rabbanan learned that out from a different pasuk, from Avi to Avedun, that there's two phases, and therefore that would resolve everything. So therefore, says Rav Ashi, why should we say Shmuel is telling the machlekes tanoim? No, but then Rav Asher continues. But him came, but if that's the case, that I'm trying to say that everyone agrees, even the Rabbanan, that the Tesefis, the growths that come after it's bowed down to, is going to be us, like Shmuel says. So then, Gidei Upisloi, the halacha of our Mishnah that talks about that if you cut off, you prune the branches of the tree, then the regrowths are going to be aser, which sounds like that if it wasn't pruned, then let's say it was only served, then it's going to be mutter. So man ketanila. So then who's the town of our Mishnah then? Loi Rabbanan, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara explains. I Rabbanan, if you're going to say the town of Mishnah is Rabbanan, then why do you need to have Gidei Upisloi, that something was done to the branches itself, that it was pruned? But like Gidei Upisloi, nami Tesefes Asura. What do you mean? Even without doing that, just bowing down to it, we said, you want to say that even Rabbanan agreed to Shmuel, that that's going to make it Asr. So why say an action, which you could do even less, just say when they just bow down to it? And the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, then Ikra Ilan Nami Asr. So why does the Mishnah say that only Masha Hichlif, the regrowths are going to be Asr and nothing more? According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, even the tree itself becomes Asr. So therefore, that's why obviously you have to say, not like Rav Ashi wanted to say in this question, that must be Shmuel is like a Machlokes Tanaim, because then who else are we going to say the Halacha the Mishnah is like? Must be like Rabbanan, and Shmuel is only like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Tosh Gemara says no. Ibois im Rabbanan. If you want, you could say that Shmuel would be going like everybody, and still the town of Mishnah is like Rabbanan. Ibois im Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, or if you want, you could say the town of Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, as the Gemara explains. Ibois im Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. If you want, you could say the town of Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, but then the question was, but you're explaining in the Machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and Rabbanan is only in the Iker. That even their Rabbi Yisrael says it's Aser, because in Tosefes, which is the law of Shmuel, you want to say that everyone agrees to it. So if the primary tree is Asr, then why does our Mishnah say only Masha Hichlif, that you only have to take off the growth and nothing more? And that's the thing. No, that's not difficult. Because Kikam, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Belegidoy Upisloi, Iker Ilan Asr. When did Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda say that even without pruning the tree, as we want to explain, the primary tree is going to be Asr when it's bowed down? That's Bistama. That's when it's unspecified. It just bows down to a tree. Yeah, then everything becomes Asr. Avagidoy Upisloi, but contrarily, which seemingly we thought that would be mochamer, but contrarily, that if they go ahead and they break off the branch, they prune it for the purposes of the new growth being served, goliadaite de betesefta nichale. So he's actually revealing his intention that what does he want to serve? Only the growth. Bekeila nai nichale. But the actual primary tree, he doesn't want to serve, and that's why the primary tree is going to be mutter. So yeah, in contrast, when he just bows down, then even the primary tree becomes us because he's serving the primary tree. So that's why it could even be like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And the Ibaisim Rabbanan, if you want, you could say the town of Mishnah like Rabbanan, and again, still be like Shmuel, is because Gidei Upisloi Itzchale. We ask, what do you mean? What do you have to even do in action? Just bow down, and still the new growths are going to be Aser. Why say when you prune the tree? No, it's necessary, because Sagat Adchemina, you would have thought to say, Kivin the Avad Le Maise Begufe, since an action was done to the primary tree itself, Iker Ilan Nami Litzer, so then the primary tree, the trunk itself, should become Asa, since an action was done in the trunk itself by breaking off its branches. So therefore, Kamash Malam, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that not only the branches are going to be Asa, that regrow, but yeah, the halacha would be even if it was bowed down. But here the Chiddush is that not, but only the branches, and not also the tree, and therefore, Rav Ashi stands correct, that we could say that Shmuel is like everyone, and the machlik is only the tree itself, but the growth, after it's bowed down, would be us according to everyone. Hishtach v'le'ilon, the Tosef says, is going to be us, and the Mishnah could be either like the Rabbana, or like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Continues the next Mishnah, Ezo Asherah. What is an Asherah tree? Which I was going to ask, what do you just said in the previous Mishnah, that there's three different types of Asherah trees. But says the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh tachtea avaydes kachavim, if it has beneath it an avaydes zara, an idol, so then that tree becomes an Asherah tree. Shimonai Mehi, however, says, no, kol shel ivdinaisa, only if they serve the tree itself. But if they serve the avaydes zara that's beneath the tree, then actually the tree is going to be permitted. Now, umaisa betzidin, there was actually an incident in this place, tzidin, be'ilon shayo ivdin isa, where they were worshipping this tree. Umatzu tachtav gal, and they found beneath that tree a pile. Amal and Rabbi Shimon said to them, bitku esa gal, check out that pile. Ubitku umatzu betzur, they checked and they found an engraven image that was this idol that was beneath the tree. Amal hence, Rabbi Shimon said to them, like the opinion, like we just mentioned in Mishnah, Hayel ulitzur heinavdin, since they were not worshipping the tree, they were worshipping the image beneath the tree, so not lenas ilan, so he permitted to them the tree, because as he said, the asher is only when you worship the tree itself. And the Gemara asks, as we alluded to, Ezer hi asherah. The Mishnah is asking, what's an asherah? Vanan shalish ashuris nan. But we already said in the previous Mishnah that there are three types of asherah trees. So why does the Mishnah have to go back and ask in this Mishnah, what is an asherah tree? Moreover, the previous Mishnah said there's three types. And here it sounds like in this singular that there's only one type. So that says the Gemara Hachakim. And this is what our Mishnah is saying. Shtayim ledivri hakol. Two, we had mentioned three in the previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah is continuing that theme and saying the first two that were mentioned there in that Mishnah, that's according to everyone, that's considered an Asherah tree in its different levels, because there the tree itself was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. But our Mishnah is continuing saying, the third one, is a Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan, which our Mishnah is saying, Ezuhi Asherah shenechlekul b'Reb Shimon v'Chachamim, what is the Asherah tree? Which is a Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chachamim, which was the third category in our previous Mishnah regarding when there was an Avodah Zarah beneath the tree. And that is what our Mishnah says from the Chachamim. The Chacham say, Kol sheyesh tachta avodas kechavim. As long as it has an avodah zarah beneath it, it's going to be awesome as an asherah tree. Our previous Mishnah said, but if it was already removed, then the tree is permitted. It doesn't need anything more than that. But if it's beneath it, Tanakhama says it's going to be awesome. And that Rav Shimon Naimi says, no, kol she'evdim ois. It's only if you serve the tree itself. If there's just an idol beneath it, then the tree does not become awesome. Now, the Gemara asks, in a related discussion, Ezuhi asherah stam. What's an asherah that we could assume is an asherah? In other words, this is not going back on what we just had explained, the explanation of the Mishnah. Rather, it's its own teaching, which the Machlekes Amiram, what is an asherah? In other words, a regular tree, which no one has ever verified that it's an asherah tree, what are identifying features to know if it is an asherah tree or not? So Amirav, he says, Kol shekoyim yeshim tachteh, if you have the priests of that idol sitting beneath that tree, and they don't taste from its fruits, you should know that they definitely worship that tree and it's asr. Ushmul, he says, Afila Amri, even if they say, Hani Tamir le Bein Nitzrafi, that these dates are going to go to the name of this of their Avodah Zarah, which is called Bein Nitzrafi, asr, it's going to be forbidden, because the Rami Bei Shechri, they go ahead and they make the beer out of these dates, Vishasale Bayam Edim, and they drink it on their idolatrous holiday, so therefore you can know that this is their Asherah tree. And Amameh said, Amrili Sabe de Pumbadisa, the elders of Pumbadisa told me, Hal Hilchasak Shmuel, Halchasak Shmuel, even if they don't go ahead and they don't eat from it, even if they do, but they say that they're only using it for Bein Nitzrafi, which is then they drink beer from it on their idolatrous holiday, that's also going to make it into an Asherah tree and forbidden to have any benefit like Avodah Zarah. Continuing Tamid Beis with the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Continuing on the themes of the Asherah tree and the prohibition of having benefit from it like Avodah Zarah. Lo yeshiv b'tzila. So now I'll sit beneath the shade of the Asherah tree. Now, this shade is not talking about beneath the actual branches of the tree itself, because if so, then the Mishnah would not be able to continue in its next words and say, v'em yashiv tar, but if he sits beneath it, it's going to be tar, because actually the end of the Mishnah teaches that you now go beneath the branch of the Asherah tree, and if you do, you become tummy. Rather, what we're talking about over here, that you now have benefit from the shade of the tree, means beyond the tree itself. So therefore, the branches are not an oil canopy over the person itself, because when the sun is in the east or in the west, so there's a longer shadow that there is from a person. So in contrast, when the sun's in the middle, like noontime, so then there's no shade that's on the sides. It's rather only beneath. We're talking about when there's a long shadow and you're getting the shade from the tree, but not beneath the tree. One should not sit in its shade because it's prohibited to have benefit from Avodah Zarah. But Vem Yashav Tar, if it sits in that shade, he's going to be Tar, he's not beneath the branches itself. Continues the Mishnah, Velo Yaver Tachtau, and he's not allowed to path beneath the branches of the tree, because then the tree is going to be a oil over him. Vem Avar Tam, and if he goes beneath the branches, then he becomes Tami, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason. Now the Mishnah says, however, Heise Gizelis is a Rab. If the Asherah tree was stealing from the public, meaning that its branches were sticking out into the public domain where people walk, v'avetachten, it walks beneath the branches of the Asherah tree, tar is going to be tar because this tumma of being beneath an Asherah tree is only rabbinic law. Although the Gemara actually brings a pasuk for it, that's just an asmacht ma'amitz, an allusion from the Torah. As the Gemara says later on, dafnin beizim abeiz, that this tumma is rabbinic, and therefore when it's stealing from the public, then the rabbanu would not geizer to stop a person from walking in the street, even though he's going beneath an Asherah tree. Now the Mishnah said, Layesha Bitzila, he's not allowed to sit in the shade of the Asherah tree. Says the Gemara Peshitta, obviously not allowed to sit in the shade, because like all the laws we're talking about in this parak, now have benefit from Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Rabbi Yechon says, Loi Nitzlecha, no, this halacha, the Mishnah was only necessary, El Letzel Tzila. Talking about the shade of the shade, meaning in the morning or at night, the shade, the shadow, is very, very long. Now, as long as the person does not walk beneath the measurement of the actual length of the Asherah tree, which the shade is exactly the length, albeit on an angle, of the height of the tree, in the immediate length, which is the initial shade of the shade is very thick and dark. After that, what we call the shade of the shade, then the shade is very thin and light. That's Tzel Tziloy. Now, that's what the Mishnah has to tell you, that even the shade, one is not allowed to sit in that area, which that's a little bit of a chiddush, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching. You're still benefiting from the Avodah Zarah. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Mechlal, the Betzel, Kaimasa, but the inference is, but the shade of the height, which is the initial shade, sounds like Im Yashav Tame. That what? That if you sit in that shade, then the person becomes Tame? But the problem is, but he's not beneath the tree itself. He's not beneath the branches. So why would it become tummy? It sounds like only in you're explaining Lo Yashav Betzila means Tzel Tziloy. So that's what the Mishnah continues says, Vim Yashav Tar, but the inference is, but if you go into Tzel Kaima, although you're not beneath the branches, but you're beneath the thick part of the shade on the angle, then it sounds like that if you sit beneath it, you're going to be tummy. But why? You're not underneath the branches itself. So the Gemara, no. The Afila Letzel Kaimasa, the next part of the Mishnah, when it says Vim Yashav Tar, is talking about even for the shade of the initial height. The Nami Im Yashav Tar, that even if you sit in that shade, the person's going to be Tahar, as long as he doesn't sit literally beneath the branches itself. Now, it's in the beginning, the Reisha, the Mishnah, that was talking about to tell you that you shouldn't sit in the shade, that was a Chiddush in Tzel Tzila, that you shouldn't even initially sit in that area. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that even in the shade of the shade, one should not sit. But the next words in the Mishnah, when it says, but if you sit over there, you're going to be tar, that's talking about even for the shade of the height itself. But some say the same teaching regard to the next words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if someone sits in the shade of the tree, as long as it's not literally beneath the tree itself, he's going to be tar. That has to come up Pshita. Obviously, he's going to be tar. He's not beneath the branches itself. On that, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Le'nitzucha el tzel kemasa." It was necessary to teach us halacha, even if he's in the shade of the height of the tree itself, although he's in the actual shade of that tree, but since he's not literally beneath the branches, he's going to be tar. On that, as the Gemara, Mechlal, de'l tzila, but the inference is that the shade of the shade, afilik tchila yeshev, that what? That even initially he's allowed to sit in the shade of the shade? Because since you explained the teaching of the Mishnah, that's talking about the shade of the height of the tree itself. So that would sound like the words before that of the Reish of the Mishnah also, when it says, Layeshev Betzila, that's talking about in the shade of the height of the tree itself. So the inference is, but the shade of the shade, one could initially sit over there, but the problem is, although it's the shade of the shade, but you're still benefiting from Vaidazar. And that's the Gemara, like in both teachings, we're splitting up this one sentence into two halves. No. Hakamash Milan, the Mishnah is just teaching us that filatil kemasa, that even for the shade of the height, im yashav tar, if you sit in the primary shade, you're going to be tar as long as it's not literally beneath the branches itself, because as the Mishnah continues and says, im avar tam, if you do pass beneath the branches, it becomes tame, for sure, if you sit over there. But the first words of the Mishnah, leyesha betzila, is not only the shade of the kaima, but even the shade of the shade. So both interpretations come out by saying that when the Mishnah says Leyesha Betzila, it means the shade of the shade, and even that initially one should not benefit from. When it says Vimyashav Tar, if he sits in the shade, he's tar, that's even by Tzel Kamasa, even in the primary shade, as long as it's not beneath the branch itself, he's going to be tar. Now the Mishnah continued and said, V'liyavertachta, and the person is not allowed to pass beneath the branches of the Asherah tree itself. V'mavatam, if he passes beneath it, he becomes tame. And that is the Gemara my time. Why does the person become tame? Says the Gemara, because it's not possible that when you have an Asherah tree that there's no sacrifices of the Avodah Zarah that's dear beneath the branches itself. So it comes out that the Asherah tree, the branches are being mahil, it's covering over him, the person who's walking there, and the takrevis, and the sacrifices together. Which as the Gemara explains, Mani, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, the Tana of the Bryce, Rudim Seirim, he says, from where do we know that the sacrifices of Avodah Zarah, that they transmit Tumah in oil, which is, let's say, if it's leaning over a person, or if a person is in the same oil as that Tekrevis, like here, the branch are covering over him and the Tekrevis, and we're assuming that there should be over there, that he becomes Tumah and Tumah's oil. How do you know that? Shemek says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Ve'itzamdu lebalpar, that they attach themselves to Avodah Zarah Balpar, Vayechlu Zivchei Mesim, they ate from the sacrifices of the dead. That's what the Tekrevis of Avodah Zarah is called, Zivchei Mesim. Why? Ma Mesim Tam Oil, just like a dead person transmits Tumah. when a person's in the same oil, the same tent, the same house as the mess, after kravis of its gechavim, etam oil teaches you also that the sacrifices of avodah zarah also transmit tum of oil, and that's why someone who passed beneath the branches is now covered over in the same oil as the kravis, and therefore becomes tameh. Now the Mishnah said, however, he said gezelis is a rab, but if let's say these branches are cutting in into the public domain and the person passes beneath them, then it's going to be tar. Now, Ibadu, the following question regarding this halacha. Is it only avar? Is it only b'dievet after the fact? If someone did pass beneath the branches in the Rishos Ram, then they does not become tamei. Or is it even like a tchila? A person initially could pass beneath the branches if it's in the Rishos Ram, and there's no problem. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmein dechizki amar, he says oiver. A person even initially could do it. Rabbi Yechon amar imavar, he says no, only if a person after the fact passed beneath it. Which the Gemara says, however, like pligi, they're actually not disagreeing. Ha, this teaching that says only after the fact that he passed beneath it, he's not going to be tamei, is the ikadir chachrina. Is because there's another path, there's another way to get to your destination. So therefore, initially, one should not pass beneath the branches. But if there's no other way, then yes. But if there is another way, then they shouldn't. But that's what it's saying, that even after the fact, he's going to be taught. Ha, the lekadir chachrina. This that we're saying, that even initially he could pass beneath the branches, is tumat that there's no other way. So then even initially he could do it. Now, related to this, Allah, Omer Rav Sheshes, Lisham Rav Sheshes, who was blind, he said to his attendant who would lead him, and in Rav Sheshes' city, there was Nasheri tree, which was Gezel Saram, which cut into the public domain. So he told it to his attendant, Ki Matis Lasser, when you get over there to where the Nasheri tree is, Arhitni, take me quickly, let us run through that path beneath the Nasheri tree. That is the Gemara, Hechidami, what is the case over there? If there is no other way for Rav Sheshes to get through, why do you have to run through? Mishra Shari, you just said that, then everyone agrees that's permitted even l'katchila. And if there is another way, so if he's going to tell him, let's run through, is that permitted? No, we said it's only after the fact, but initially one's not allowed to go there. So what's he telling his attendant to have him run through there? Says the Gemara, the truth is there was no other way for him to get to his destination without passing beneath the branches of the Asherah tree. So isn't that initially permitted? But Vadim Chashav Shani, a distinguished person, is different. We don't want to give even the appearance of a wrongdoing. So though he has to pass beneath it, and it's even permitted like a tchila, told him, let's have me run through there, take me quickly there, that we don't be under that Asherah tree that people see us. The Mishnah, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on these halachas regarding beneath the Asherah tree. Zoyrin tachteha yirokis b'meisag sham. One is permitted to plant vegetables beneath the Asherah tree in the winter months, because the tree then is actually harmful for the vegetables, because it actually stops the sun from coming, which is needed for the vegetables in the winter. So that's not getting any benefit from the sherry tree, and therefore it's permitted. But he cannot plant beneath it in the summer months, where then actually the shade is good for it, and one is benefiting from avodah zarah. Now, v'chazaren, but lettuce, I'll plant beneath the Asherah tree, not in the winter, not in the summer, because the shade is always beneficial, even in the winter, for lettuce. Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Af lo yirokis b'mesek sham. He disagrees with Tanakhama. He says, even regular vegetables are not allowed to be planted beneath the Asherah tree in the winter months. Because the foliage, the leaves that fall off in the winter months, in the fall from the tree, Neisheris alein falls onto the vegetation, v'hava lehen lazevel, and it's fertilizer for it, which is benefiting for it, and therefore it's forbidden to have it planted beneath it, even in the winter months. Now, this machlik is Rabbi Yisi and the Chacham, the Gemara asks, lemem, is that to say, Rabbi Yisi, sub the Rabbi Yisi holds, zevezeh goyrim, when you have two things causing a benefit, one a permitted cause, and one a forbidden cause. Now, in this case, you have the foliage, which is forbidden because it's from the Asherah tree, and you have the ground itself, which is also contributing to the growth, which is permitted. Both of them are causing the vegetation, the vegetables, to grow. So is that to say, Rabbi Yisi holds that zev zeh gorim, when you have a permitted cause and a prohibited cause, that aser, that the product is going to be aser? That's why he says you can't have a plant beneath the Asherah tree. Although one gorim is aser, one gorim is mutter, that you see that he says aser. Rabbanan Amri Zebezeh Gerim Mutter, whereas Rabbanan, who disagree with him and say you could plant beneath it in the winter, obviously holds Zebezeh Gerim is Mutter, but Ho'ipcha Shamin Lehu, but we actually learned exact opposite in their opinions. That now, like we learned earlier in the Mishnah of Mem Gimel Mabez, Rabbi Yisrael, he says regarding getting rid of Avodah Zarah, what you could do is, Sheikhik, you could grind it down, V'zayr L'ruach, and you could throw it to the wind, and he's not concerned that, yeah, but now the pieces of Avodah Zarah are going to land in people's fields and be fertilizer for their vegetation. He's not concerned with that. Oy matliam, or you could throw it into the sea. Where Amr Loi, but the Chacham said to Rabbi Yisi, no, that's not an option to grind it and throw it out to the wind, because afinas zevel, now the grinded down the way desire becomes fertilizer. V'nem, and the pasuk says liyidbag biyotchem u'mimachem, and I'll have any attachment, anything whatsoever from the forbidden thing. So if kasher rabbanan rabbanan, over there in the mem gimel, they sound like zeber zegayim is aser, because yeah, even if it's fertilizer, but the ground is permitted. Obviously, they say it's aser, and here they're saying that it's mutter. And kasher rabbi Yisi, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yisi that over here he's saying aser, and there he's saying it's permitted. You can throw the fertilizer because the ground is permitted, and zeber zegayim is mutter. So says the gemara bishlam and rabbi Yisi like kasher. We understand that we can answer for Rabbi Yisi that it's not difficult. Because Hasim over there in Daf Mem Gimel, when he's throwing the ground up pieces to the wind, there the Ka'azali Ibud. There, the intention of the one who's grinding up and throwing it out is to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that itself was a nullification of Avodah Zarah, and therefore, it's no less than when Avodah Zarah breaks by itself. So therefore, actually, in that case, there's no Zev Zeg Gayrim, because there's actually no Isser Avodah Zarah there at all. Because even the Rabbanan over there don't really say that it's Aser. They only concern as a rabbinic decree, because maybe when if someone would do this option of grinding it and throwing it to the wind, maybe a Jew is going to pick it up before he's picking it up to grind it, and then he's going to be kain it. As the Gemara says this in Nafman Beis, the problem is if he's already kain it, then there's no bittul for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's always going to be Aser. But essentially they agree that if it was not a Yisrael, and it was ground up, that would be a bittul. So there we understand why matter, that therefore Rabbi Yisi said it's permitted, because not even Zeb is a Goyim. It's told all the Gramis are mutter. In contrast, Hachad Ulay Ka'azal Ibud, here the foliage is not going, it's normal for the leaves to fall down. And therefore, it's not Li'ibud, because an Avodah Zarah, as we said this in Daf Mem Beis, cannot be bottled in the way of its normal growth. So therefore, it is still considered Isra Na. So yeah, we could understand that it's a case of Zeb is a Goyim, and that's why it says Aser. There, however, it's not a case of Zeb is a Goyim, and that's why it's Mutter. But Ela Rabbanan Rabbanan Kasha. But we definitely have a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbanan. Do they hold Zeb is a Goyim is Mutter like they say over here, or Zeb is a Goyim also like they say over there? So Zigamar Epoch. Actually, switch around the opinions of our Mishnah. And in other words, don't answer like we said it previously to resolve the contradiction of Rabbi Yisi. No. The true opinion is like they say over there. Rabbi Yisi holds Zeb is a Goyim is Mutter, and the Rabban holds Zeb is a Goyim is us, and you have to switch around the opinions in our Mishnah. That it's the Rabban who say that you're not a plant beneath it because the foliage, because Zeb is a Goyim is us. And Rabbi Yisi says that it's Mutter. Or says the Gemara, V'ibay seim aloi tapach. If you want, you could say that actually you don't have to switch around the opinions of our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yisi condition in other words, to resolve Rabbi Yisi, you could say, like we just answered before, that he holds Zeb is a Goyim is us. And that Mishnah is not even Zeb is a Goyim. Because actually, it totally permitted because it was ground down for the purposes of being mevatlet. Now, also the Rabbanan regarding its contradiction, Rabbanan that says the Gemara that's also not difficult because we could say that actually they hold that Zeb is a Goyim is aser like they say over there in that Mishnah of Mem Gimel, because if you throw it to the wind, it will become fertilizer. So what do I mean? But the ground is permitted because obviously they hold Zeb is a Goyim is aser. So then why over here in that Mishnah do they say it's permitted? Because they hold that there is no goyim of Isser here at all. Why? Because Amar Rav Mari bereid Rav Kahana, which his teaching is in regards to the halacha of psuli hamakdashim, when there's a carbon that becomes invalid, it can't be used as a carbon. So there's halacha that one cannot treat the carbon in a disgraceful manner, although it could be utilized, but there's halacha of ein margilin, which is you're not allowed to skin it from its feet, where although it's a blemished animal, this carbon, which could be redeemed, and then a person could slaughter it for his own purposes, even though the hide could be sold for a higher price if one skins it from the feed because it keeps it more intact, still the halacha is asla hargal. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because it's just disgraceful for the carbon where it's ruining the meat. On that argument, the Gemara asks over there, what do you mean? Why? If you don't skin it from its feet, it's causing a loss to hektish. Because if you would permit to be margal to skin it from its feet and to sell it, the hide that way, you would get a higher price, and it would be beneficial for Hekdash. On that, Rav Mari explains over there that actually, no, there's no loss for Hekdash. Why? Because mashish biach ba'or, whatever money you would gain in the sale of the leather, of the hide, poikim ba'baster, that would be how much you would lose regarding the meat, so therefore there's no loss for Hekdash. Says the Gemara, hachinam hiro, so we could say for the Rabbanan, mashish biach b'nevaya, what the person gains by planting his vegetables beneath the Asherah tree from getting the foliage as fertilizer, Paigim Bitzel, he's losing that amount by being in the shade because actually shade is harmful for the vegetables in the winter beneath the tree because it needs some sunlight. So therefore, it cancels out, just like we see his halacha that it cancels out regarding psulim mikdashim. So too over here, and therefore, there's no zebezeg garim of asa, because it's actually not even getting a garim, a causation of benefit of iser besides the heter of the karka. You're not getting any of that, because actually, what you would gain, you would lose, and therefore, there's no gain. And that's why it's not zebezeg garim, and that's why it's mutter. But yeah, classic zebezeg garim, like they say on the Mem Gimel, would actually be asa. And that the Gemara continues and asks, like we just said for the Gemara's second answer, that Vesavar B'Yisi Zevezeh Garim Asa, is that really to say that Rabbi Yisi holds, and as we're saying for both opinions, that they both hold Zevezeh Garim is Asa? The only question is, in the previous Mishnah, we had said for Rabbi Yisi that it's not even Zevezeh Garim, and therefore it's Mutter. In contrast, we said for Rabban, over here they hold, here there's no Zevezeh Garim, because actually it cancels out the Garim. But we're saying that both of them hold Zevezeh Garim is Asa. On that, is that so? The Rabbi Yisi holds Zevezeh Garim is Asa? But Vatanya, but we learned, which actually Mishnah Masechta Arla as follows. Rabbi Yisi, I mean, he says, Noitin Yichur Shal Arla. A person can plant a branch of an Arla tree, which in the first 3 years of a new tree, the tree is considered an Arla tree. Now, on that, Rabbi Yisi says, you're allowed to take a branch from the Arla tree and plant it, but Ve'ein Noitin Egu Shal Arla. Now I'll plant a nut, the fruit of the Arla tree. Because the nut is actually the fruit of the arla tree. Now, the arla tree, the tree in its first 3 years, the only thing that's forbidden from that tree is the produce. So therefore, the nut is considered asa b'hana, because you're having benefit from it, because you're planting it, and you're going to get a tree out of it. And the fruits are forbidden. The branches, no isa no, that you're allowed to plant. Now, v'am reviyu the Merav, he said, the Meidr b'yis agrees, she'im nata, that if, let's say, someone did plant the nut of the arla tree, or v'hivrach, and he layered it, or vehirkev, or he did harkava, which we explained means if someone takes a branch of the arla tree and he grafts it onto an older tree, that mutter, so that then the produce are going to be permitted right away, meaning although the tree did not make it through the 3 years of the arla, still that's considered zev is a goyim, is mutter. So although the nut is forbidden, or the arla tree that you're layering or grafting into a new space, meaning into the new ground or into the new tree, still the fruits that are going to come out are going to be permitted because it's zevezeh goyim. Why? You have the arla tree, either coming from its nut or coming from its branch, but then you have the ground or the old tree or the new ground, which is permitted. So therefore, the growth that come out of it is going to be permitted. And this is how the Gemara actually says in Saita that when you take a young tree, meaning in the first 3 years, and you graft it onto an older tree, that it becomes nullified, it can become bottled to the old tree, and therefore the produce is going to be mutter. So you see that when the tree grows and now it carries produce, those produce is caused from the forbidden nut, because it's a fruit of the arla tree in its first 3 years, and from permitted ground. And still, Rabbi Yisi says that the produce is going to be mutter, which sounds like he's saying clearly that zevezeh garim is mutter. And Matana Malcha is similar in the Braisa, that Meid Rabbi Yisi agrees, as we continue to have a Mem Tesman Aleph, Shem Nata V'Hivach V'Hirkev Mutter, that although he says clearly that the arla tree's nut in its first 3 years is considered arla forbidden, but if you plant it, or if you graft it, or if you layered it, and now whatever's going to come out is going to be from the forbidden arla and from another permitted thing, that's going to be Mutter. So therefore that contradicts what we're saying in the law of our Mishnah, which we explained, we had a contradiction, the opinion, so we resolved the contradiction. But either way, Rabbi Yisi is saying, in our Mishnah, clearly the way we're saying, if you don't switch around the attributions of the opinion, that zevezeh garim is aser. Where although that the foliage is aser and the ground is permitted, that's zevezeh garim, and he says that's aser to do. So, but yet still we have other halachas, like we find the laws of Arla, that zevezeh garim is mutter. That's the Gemara continues on the next daf to resolve that question.